Maaser Sheni, Perkei, Mishnah Gimel, 5-3. We've already seen that Ravai, fourth-year produce, has similar halachas to Maaser Sheni, inasmuch as it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and you can, before going to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it and put it onto coins, or bring the coins instead and spend the money over there. The question is, how far does the connection between and similarities between Maaser Sheni and Ravai go? So, Beis Shammai holds, essentially, it goes hand in hand all the way. The pasuk refers to Ravai as Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. It's holy, Kodesh Hilulim, for praises to Hashem. And the pasuk also, when it refers to Maaser Sheni, refers to it as being Kodesh. Both those words, Kodesh, seem superfluous to the point that a gzera shava, a connection can be made between the two. And the halachas from Maaser Sheni are learned to Ravai. That's Beis Hillel Shita. Beis Shammai says no. There is no such gezeira shava. They are not connected at all. He makes a separate drasha altogether that the strange choice of words hilulim, praises, is also able to be used for drasha for chilul, that you are mechalel, you can deconsecrate, or you must deconsecrate the Ravai produce prior to eating it outside of Yerushalayim. But other connections don't apply. Beis Shammai further hold that the Ravai produce is mamon bailam, it belongs, it's the property of the farmer himself, the owner of the produce, whereas Beis Hillel hold that it's like Maaser Sheni, and it's mamon gavoa, it's the property of Hashem, so to speak, as it did like Hekdesh, and it's just that while it's Hashem's property, Ravai, he appoints the farmer, the Bailam, as the trustee, and invites that Bailam, that owner, to partake of God's bounty in Yerushalayim, eating God's food. So because of those differences, the Mishnah discusses other halachas that are peculiar to Maaser Sheni. Specifically here, we'll talk first about Chomesh and Biur. You'll recall that Chomesh is the requirement to add an extra 25% in the event that one is redeeming his own Maaser Sheni produce on his own coins. And we'll see, according to Beis Hillel, since the halacha is really a commute from Maaser Sheni to Ravai, so that principle of Chomesh will also apply, meaning that when one redeems his Ravai produce, then he has to, and it's his own Ravai produce on his own money, he'll have to add extra 25%. And also there's a halacha of Biur. Biur is that there's a deadline, if you recall, and we'll get to that more later in this parak at further length. There's a requirement in the Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle to have squared away all one's tithing requirements, etc. And whatever hasn't been squared away has to be destroyed, be or to be destroyed, or at least to be relinquished ownership to make it hefker. And those halachas also would apply to Ravai, according to Beis Hillel, meaning that there's a deadline for Ravai, and if you haven't eaten in Yerushalayim by the deadline, then it has to be destroyed. Whereas Beis Hillel say, no such thing. There's no deadline. You can take your Ravai to Yerushalayim, even, there's no deadline after the fourth year, etc. There's no deadline. Just 2 points of clarification before we see the Mishnah inside. The first is the Mishnah, once again, will refer to it as Kerem Ravai, a fourth year vineyard. And again, if that's the correct gira, says actually Machlokas Amorayim, the halacha is that it should be Neta Ravai, all fourth year tree fruit, although you'll see in this Mishnah that there's really a focus on grapes per se, as you'll see in a moment. The second thing I wanted to point out is, it slipped my mind, so we'll come back to it. Here, so the Mishnah says inside, Kerem Ravai, fourth year produce of a vineyard, Beishame Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh, Ve Ein Lo Biur. There's no such halacha called Chomesh, meaning one does have to redeem it and deconsecrate it onto coins if he's going to eat outside Yerushalayim, but there's no requirement to add a chomesh, and in Lobir, there's no deadline. Yes, and I recall the second thing I wanted to say, which is there's people get confused often, and I want to make sure it's clear. The din of Ravai, this fourth-year produce, has nothing at all to do with the seven-year Shemitah cycle. The seven-year Shemitah cycle functions and applies equally to all produce growing in Eretz Yisrael. The first year and second year, for example, is a Maaser Sheni year, and the third year is a Maaser Ani year. Again, 4 and 5 are Maaser Sheni years, the sixth year is Maaser Ani year, and the seventh year is Shemitah. Everything is declared ownerless by the Torah, and commercial activity with produce is forbidden, etc. That has nothing at all to do with the fourth year of produce in the context of Revai. That fourth year is peculiar to a given tree. So a tree could have its Revai year in the Shemitah year, not in the Shemitah year, just whenever it's 4 years old, if you will. And again, we'll discuss how to define the age of a tree in Maseches Orla not too far from now. But anyways, here it says that there's no biur, it says Beis Shammai, that is to say that there's no deadline. You could hold on to your fourth year produce indefinitely and take it to Yerushalayim and deal with the coins, have the coins sit around in perpetuity, says Beis Shammai, because again, we don't learn those halachas from Maaser Sheni. Beis Hillel omrim, yesh lo. Beis Hillel says, nope, the halachas really are connected Maaser Sheni to Revai, and therefore there is a requirement to add the chomish if you redeem your own Maaser, your own Revai, and there's also a requirement for beer in the deadlines of Erev Pesach on the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai also say, yesh lo peret v'yesh lo olelos. There's a requirement to leave the gifts of peret and olelos. You recall from Maseches Peah that there's certain gifts that one leaves when he's harvesting his vineyard. Amongst them are peret. If one or two grapes fall loose when they're getting picked, you have to leave those for the neim. That's peret. And olelos is the requirement to leave strangely shaped grape clusters that are an olel is a clutch that lacks both the katef, meaning the literally the shoulder that the grapes are pushing up, the lower of the grape cluster, the lower sprigs are pushing up on the grapes and making like a this triangular shoulder pressed up shape, and it also lacks a natef, which is a drop at the bottom. There's no grapes come at the very bottom of the central shaft, the central sharvit of the grape cluster. In any case, that's an olel and must be left for aniyim. Since Beis Shammai hold that the Revai produce is mamon bialim, it's property of the farmer himself, so therefore he has the obligations, like he always does, to leave gifts to the poor, including peret and olelos, and that being the case, the din would be that the poor people who collect the peret and olelos for themselves would have to, again, redeem it onto coins and take that to Yerushalayim, or eat these grapes in Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai doesn't actually hold this thing special about peret and olelos, meaning he would also agree that there's an obligation to leave peah and an obligation of shichah of if they're forgotten grapes during the harvest. One can't go back for those. Those are all left for the poor people. And again, they'll have to be notified based on how we said before, leaving the clod of earth or clods of earth around, signifying that this is a Revai vineyard and they'll have to redeem it or take it to Yerushalayim, etc. And the Mishnah says, inside again, Beis Shammai omrim yesh lo peret v'yesh lo olelos v'ha'aniyim podim la'atzman, and the poor who collect these gifts that are left for them will have to redeem it themselves. Beis Hillel omrim kulo l'gas. Beis Hillel say, no, it all goes to the press. That is to say, according to Beis Hillel, since Revai produce is mamon gavoa, it's God's property, and that's tantamount to calling it hektish, and you'll recall maybe from Maseches Peah that a vineyard, for example, that's owned by the Beis HaMikdash, someone consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, if it's harvested through the Gizbar, the functionary of the Beis HaMikdash, he does not need, or the Beis HaMikdash does not need to leave the various gifts to the poor, it's exempt from those gifts. So similarly, Beis Hillel hold that the fourth year produce is Mamon Gavo, it's God's property, it's Hekdesh, equal to Hekdesh, and therefore it does not need to have any gifts left behind. So that means kul lagas, one takes all the grapes, even the olelos, peret, etc., presses it, gets the wine, and takes the wine to Yerushalayim, or redeems it privately based on the normal halachas of Revai. Halach, of course, is like Beis Hillel, and it's worth noting we had this Mishnah already in Peah, and this Mishnah will appear again in Edios, because this is a Mishnah where Beis Hillel is actually the Machmir, which is relatively uncharacteristic. Here, Beis Hillel says there's certain restrictions on Revai that Beis Shammai said aren't there. So this is a case where Beis Hillel is the Machmir, and therefore it finds its way to Maseches Edios, where the comprehensive list of scenarios where Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmir appear.